Thank you for joining us today, June 8th, 2020. This is day 94 at the Emergency Operations Center. With me again today are members of the Emergency Services Council. Tuesday, the Emergency Operations Center announced another COVID-19 case in Kodiak. This was our fifth known case. Just recently, this morning, public health announced a sixth case. Apparently, living on an island does not protect us from this nasty virus. With us today is Public Health Nurse Elsa DeHart to provide information on the recent cases in Kodiak. Elsa?
Thanks, Mike. So yes, we were notified this morning that we have a sixth case in Kodiak, and this case is a close contact to our fourth case. So this person was already isolated, which is why we isolate people, so that hopefully if they do turn positive, that we know where they've been and who they've been with, and it really reduces our chances of spreading further. The investigations for both our fifth and sixth cases, all of our cases, have been completed, and everybody is being monitored. Their health is being monitored by Public Health Daily, and they are isolated. And hopefully we have found all of their contacts and talked with them. At this time, we have three cases that are recovered and three cases now that are active on Kodiak Island. So several of our cases, as you may know, have been asymptomatic cases, and these people were tested because it's due to a mandate, a travel mandate, or maybe it was due to employer testing or other reasons that they needed to be tested. And so that really emphasizes the point that we don't ever know anything about where these people have been or when they were especially infectious. We know usually it's a couple days before they test and we can detect the virus, but no one knows for sure. And that just kind of really emphasizes where we are with this case. We don't know why some people get really, really sick with this virus, and we don't know why some people are more infectious. You'll see places where one person can infect a dozen other people in a matter of hours, where other times people can live with somebody in their household. So it's really, we never know which way we're going with this, and so we can never be confident that we're safe. When public health does its investigations, we go back 2 days, in the prior 48 hours, really looking for those close contacts that may have been most likely infected. However, then we also have to go back 14 days to see where that person may have gotten the virus. And in a case like when we know they were in contact with a positive, that's very easy. But quite often, especially with several of our cases, there's no way of knowing that they had no interactions that they could think of in the prior 2 weeks, or that they were ever with somebody who was positive or had long interchanges with people who may have been just shopping at Safeway or taking takeout, or all those kinds of things are the only things that they can see. So that really means that the person next to you in line may have it and not know it. And so that's why, we really encourage people to wear their masks. We have been super lucky here so far. And remember, when we opened up Alaska, when the governor opened up Alaska, they didn't open it up because the virus is no longer a risk. They really opened it up because of our hospital. We have more ICU beds now. We have a greater capacity in our hospitals. We have more PPE and testing supplies. So that's why it was opened up, not because the virus has gotten any less virulent or is going away. So please remember that. So again, when you're standing in that Safeway line, if you're wearing your mask, you're protecting the person next to you. They're wearing their mask, they're protecting you, so we're protecting each other there, and that really greatly reduces the chance of infection. So really wear your masks and physically distance from people as much as you can, and keep your bubbles small, wash your hands, and take care of yourselves. So hopefully we won't have many more cases in the next weeks to report. Thanks.
Thank you again, Elsa. COVID-19 is a highly infectious and fast-spreading disease. As Elsa mentioned, we need to protect ourselves and others. Wearing a face covering in crowded public spaces can protect each other. Think of others than yourself. Maybe you choose not to follow the recommended CDC guidelines, but if you would, you can protect others in our community. Just think, if someone in your workplace became ill, that could be an isolation for you because you were in close contact and possibly a loss of income. Alaska has seen increases in cases since the governor moved into reopening of Alaska. Last week was our highest number of reported cases since March 1st. There are now 708 reported cases in Alaska, and we've had 12 deaths. We are by no means over the hump. In fact, there are over 40 Alaskan communities, large and small, with COVID-19 cases, and we know Kodiak is one of those communities. But let's move on to a little brighter note here. The Kodiak Harbor has issued 85 harbor use agreements. We've had 15 vessels currently in quarantine flying the Lima flag. I'm pleased with the tenacity and dedication the harbor staff has shown in protecting our community, the fishing fleet, and the brand of Kodiak Fishing. Of course, none of this would be possible without the cooperation of our fishing fleet. My hat goes off to them. Let's keep it up throughout the season. The Kodiak Airport continues to see an average of 80 passengers flying in and out each flight. Social distancing is nearly impossible, but masks are strongly advised in this situation. Remember, when you pick up someone arriving, I still encourage wearing a mask. And please ask your travelers to reduce public contact outside your bubble until their test results come back negative. There's been some confusion around testing protocols required of state interstate travelers. You are required to show a negative test within 72 hours of departure. Then you travel to Alaska, you fill out the mandatory declaration form, you minimize your interactions with others and monitor your health. Then you are to retest 7 to 14 days later. If your tests are still pending, you are required to quarantine until the results are back, then conduct a second test, again, 7 to 14 days later. If you tested within 5 days of departure, showing a negative result, travel to Alaska, you fill out the mandatory travel declaration form, then you retest at the Anchorage Airport, you minimize your interactions with others, and then again, you retest within 7 to 14 days. This is similar if you do not test before travel to Alaska. You can also choose not to test for the virus, travel to Alaska, then go directly into quarantine upon arrival and only leave quarantine for medical emergencies. That doesn't sound like much fun. Kodiak Area Native Association is conducting local COVID-19 testing. For an appointment, call 486-9870 to schedule a test. Gana is also intending to conduct testing from the Kodiak Airport adjacent to Island Air Office beginning next week. The goal is to conduct testing of any arriving passengers needing a test associated with traveling. I'm pleased to announce the Kodiak Emergency Operations Center is hosting a campaign to raise awareness of the importance of social distancing, wearing a facial mask, and washing your hands often. These measures can protect one another from this nasty virus and help to avoid the consequences associated with contracting the virus. Last week, I announced the support of the Emergency Services Council in conducting this contest, so here are the details. This is called the Banner Hunt Contest. You're looking for those remember banners placed around town by the Emergency Operations Center. There's one of the banners behind me right now. These banners have pictorials of social distancing, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. For more information, go to the City of Kodiak homepage at www.city.kodiak.ak.us/news or the Kodiak Island Borough at www.kodiakak.us or the Kodiak Island Borough School District, which is www.kibsd.org. For those rules, the entry forms, and information about the contest. Banner Hunt Contest is open to all Kodiak Island youth ages 6 through 16. Entries must be submitted on or before June 30th. Entries are limited to one person. Entries with the highest number of correct banner locations found will be eligible to win one of five BMX bicycles with a helmet and bike lock from 58 degrees north. Entries can be returned by email to bannerhunt@city.kodiak.ak.us or dropped off at the Kodiak Public Library book drop at 612 Egan Way. Winners will be announced July 9th at noon during the live community update. An exciting video to watch before you begin your banner hunt can be found at the Kodiak Emergency Operations Center Facebook page. Thank you for tuning in today, and we'll see you next week during the Thursday noon live community update. Have a safe week. Remember, stand back, mask up, and wash your hands. Thank you very much.